Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 86, verse 8. No pagan god is like you, O Lord. None can do what you do. There have always been lots of gods on offer. A god is anything that calls for our commitment and devotion, and in every age there has been a colourful variety of options. I once stayed with a journalist in Mumbai who had a remarkable variety of gods in his flat. There were many pictures of many Hindu deities, but Jesus and Mary, they were there as well. A person's family or their job, house, bank balance, hobby or sport can be their god. All of those things are good in themselves, but when they're turned into gods, they take on a completely different and potentially destructive significance. King David was well aware of the wide range of gods that he could worship, but he concluded that the God of Israel was incomparably great. He alone was worthy of David's commitment and devotion. The prophets spent a lot of time mocking the false gods of their time. Isaiah mocked the woodcarver, who carefully worked with his chisel and plane to carve a human figure. He created a little shrine out of it and fell down in worship before crying, "Rescue me, you are my God." He then took another part of the wood to make a fire with which he warmed himself and baked bread. Isaiah laughed at the sheer absurdity of this and called the woodcarver a poor, deluded fool. Tough talk, but Isaiah knew that worshipping the one true God was something of infinite importance. David and Isaiah's straightforward approach to false gods needs to challenge our own attitudes. Like them, we would let other people down if we didn't make it clear that any other god will be a complete disappointment. They may give encouragement for a while, but ultimately they're bound to let us down. Only the one true God will be faithful to us for time and eternity. Only he is worthy of our commitment and devotion. So let me ask you a question. What would you say are the most common gods in our society? And now let's pray together. Lord God, we commit our whole selves to you as the one true God. Help us to be faithful to you and to take every opportunity to speak to others about your incomparable greatness. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/Advent 2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.